So you've got, like I said at the start, you've got such a fun personality. Do you feel that that's helping with the fate that is your future? I mean, that must be so hard to comprehend.
Yes.
What you know is coming. Is that how you deal with it?
Yes. Yes. I didn't think I was funny, but I don't know whether people laugh at me or with me.
They laugh with you.
Yeah, no, we're laughing with you.
You know what? It's everyone's going to fall in love with you, and it's going to be one of those moments where, oh, I don't even want to say it, but down the track we're all going to remember you.
I told everyone that. I said I'm going to make a video. And when you're in the funeral, you turn it on and I go, hello, everybody. It's me. I'm still here. Don't cry. Just be happy. Just, I'll be up there watching you. Don't worry. I'll be there. And I'll open the gates when someone wants to come in.
Could you let me in? I don't want to go
just
the other way.
No, but yeah. It is a pretty scary thing knowing that maybe in 12 months I won't be here. But I just go from day to day because I don't want to go down that sad track. So they were telling me that I should be going on another chemo, but I just said no because it's just, I don't want my boys to see me sick anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want them to enjoy me the way they are. And so when I was in hospital last, I was being stupid, like silly, and the boys go, what do you want, Mum? What drugs are they giving you? You're funnier than Dad. Like, really? Score. It's competition time. But yes, I know. I want people to be happy. And I want people to, I know they're sad, but, you know, I want people to remember me as the happy spastic.
Is it going to be hard on Friday, on your wedding day? Because you're going to have a lot of family and friends that are going to celebrate this moment with you to not think about down the track?
No. I'll just bring in, you know, the day will be absolutely fantastic. And I love that I have such a great network of friends and that do this for me. Yeah. Like I say to people, I'm not special, I'm just me. And that's how I feel. I just feel that, you know, I'm not really that special, I'm just me.
This bloke thinks you're pretty special. Michael, what was it like, you guys met over 15 years ago?
Yeah.
What was it about Megan that you went, she's the one?
Just her eyes. Like the way she looked at me through the rear vision mirror, like she was checking me out.
Through the rear vision mirror? Like, what do you mean? Was she driving a taxi or something?
Do we want to hear this story?
Yeah, I do want to hear this story.
Yeah, he'd be telling me, what happened this morning with some chick. And so I'm looking in the rear vision mirror. I used to.
So what, you guys were friends to start off with?
Yeah. We
how do we explain it?
We don't.
And then it was that eye engagement.
Yeah.
And bam.
Yeah.
And then 6 weeks later I was pregnant.
Wow. you didn't muck around.
That's some good eye love making, isn't it? You need to teach me the art of that.
You didn't muck around. Just took you some time to bloody finally get down on one knee and pop the question.
Yeah, that's it.
No, he reckons his knees are shot, but I don't know.
I reckon that's just an excuse.
Yeah.
Well, Megan and Michael, we're going to be following this journey all week on Wave of FM as we put together the most amazing and memorable wedding for you so you can become a wife, and we're going to make that dream come true.
Thank you so much. And to Kirsten, I love you, darling. Thank you so much for doing this for me. Like, you have no idea what it means.
It means as much to me as it does to you, I'm sure.
Wait, so is Kirsten going to be a bridesmaid?
She did ask me who, and I have no idea. Because I didn't realise Michael was having so many people. I didn't think he had any friends.
You're red hot.
She is red hot. I can't wait for the speeches.
You need a day for that. Because I can talk underwater. Okay? No, yeah. Really, you'll need a day, won't you?
Yeah.
Michael just sits there and says, I talk. So I could go to a footy match and start talking to a person and then be friends with them for life.
That's how our friendship sparked.
It is.
That's a yes to her being a bridesmaid then?
Yes. I'm still overwhelmed by what's happening, so I don't know what to say or do.
Well, you're in for a big week and it's going to finish with a wedding.
Holy crap.